Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, I was just curious how your loans work. I got a letter in the mail that talks about your bank. So I was just curious how your loans work, what the interest rates are.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code so I can kind of pull up what we sent you and see what you're pre-approved for?
Yeah. It's 2411.
Uh-huh.
4001-0023-2535.
2535. Okay, great. And is this number a good number to call you back on just in case we get disconnected?
Yeah, this is my cell phone. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Okay, great. 700447. All right, let me pull your account up real quick. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Mark Warner.
Okay, Mark.
I'm not so sure you didn't have Wayne Holland on this.
That's the name that's popped up.
He's the previous owner. I've owned it for 6.5 years. He's the previous owner. It used to be Holland Auto Repair, now it's Warner Automotive.
Okay. All right. How do you spell your last name?
W-E-R-N-E-R.
Okay, let me just change that. Owner. Okay. And how long have you owned the business for?
I bought it in April of 2010.
April of 2010.
6.5 years.
Okay, cool. How's business been?
Actually really good.
Good.
Really good.
That's good to hear. Okay. Let me ask you a few questions. I still have a P.O. Box 155 in Britain, South Dakota.
Yep.
Okay, good. And how do you guys structure your business? Is it a LLC, a corporation, a proprietorship?
It is an LLC.
LLC. Got it. Okay. Okay. All right, Mark, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, and then I'll answer any questions you might have and kind of figure out what program might be best for you.
You know, the biggest thing I run into is line of funds loan. We get people, we're in a small community, so a lot of people charge, and some people it takes them a while to pay. There's months I run low on trying to pay some of the bills. It's probably the biggest thing.
So how is that? I mean, I'm just curious personally. When you do that, it's obviously a lot of returning customers. You guys are a small town. You just kind of, they just say, put it on my tab, basically?
Pretty much. I mean, a lot of times they just kind of hop in their vehicle and take off. I mean,
wow.
I know we probably should pull the keys, but a lot of them are farmers around here, so they'll just, you know, they just pay once a month or every 90 days or 120 days or whatever it is. But you gotta rely on them, so you just kind of let them do it.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the only customers that are in the town, so
right.
That makes sense. Okay. Let me ask you, how much are you looking for? Do you have a general ballpark for your?
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's 50 to 100,000, right?
50 for 100,000. And what would you use the money for?
Mainly just to pay bills.
Okay.
Mainly. Yep.
Pay bills.
Maybe a couple upgrades. There's a couple things I wouldn't mind having.
Okay.
Equipment.
Got it. All right. And are you 100% owner of the business, Mark?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have any other current working capital loans out right now?
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. Looks like we had a... Hear that you filed, or your UCC was with Stearns Bank before. What did you guys have?
I lease a piece of equipment.
Okay, piece of equipment.
A pipe bender, yes.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so let's see here. So 50 to 100K. And what did you guys do in sales last year?
1 million and 6,000.
Okay. This year, are you guys trending the same, a little up, down?
Very close to the same.
Okay. This year, the same. All right.
In fact, I think June 30th, we were about $3,000 higher than we were last year at that time.
Oh, nice. Good for you guys. It's just a matter of collecting from everybody, huh?
Yeah,
I understand. Well, at least, you know, you probably know all the people, though, I'm sure, like, really well as well, right? Though, right? So,
yeah.
They're,
yeah,
like, friends.
See them on the street a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure. How many people live in your town?
1,200.
Wow. That's awesome. Zach, I'm sure that's pro.
There's only like 4,500 people in the whole county. So.
Wow, that's crazy. We're here in San Diego, so that's definitely nowhere near, you know. It's just interesting I've never lived in a super small town like that. So.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. So just to kind of give you an idea of what we're able to do, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's good.
Okay. Give you an idea how our working capital loans work. They're more of a short-term loan. So we do from anywhere from 3 to 36 months. 36 months being the best program that you could qualify for, as long as everything is good as far as like credit, things of that nature. But how long were you looking to borrow the money for?
Well, I guess I don't know.
You're just inquiring about...
You know, right, I'm just inquiring about what kind of options you have.
Sure. So, to give you an idea, we generally loan off of your sales. That's primarily what our loans are based off of. So, with you guys doing around $1 million, I'm able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So, the cash I can get you is probably anywhere between $100,000 to $115,000. Free up as cash. So once I'm able to free that up for you, you can choose what amount you like, and then we can kind of choose what type of term you like as far as payback. Now, typically our rates are going to be a little bit more than a typical traditional bank. That's because the loan is unsecured. So we don't collateralize any of the loans the business loans that we give out to businesses. Which is your time in business is going to kind of come into a play there, just to see how long you've been there. And then we do look at a few things like your bank statements and your most recent tax return. But other than that, we kind of pick out a payment plan that works for you. And then we take it from there. You know, you can use the money for whatever you want. Doesn't even show up on your personal credit report. So, and if you ever try to get like an equipment loan, it doesn't show the actual loan itself being taken out by you. So it's all on your business.
What kind of interest are you talking?
Typically our rates start around 10 cents on the dollar and kind of go up from there. So what's a little bit different about our programs is that we don't have an APR. I know it's kind of confusing, but we have what's called a fixed payback. So you borrow, let's say $100,000. And let's say, you know, best case scenario, it's you pay back $110,000. It's that amount that you're paying back. So there is no, you make the minimum payment, and you know how sometimes when you do that, it's just interest.
Right.
It doesn't happen with us. You make a payment, and the payment goes towards the entire balance of $110,000. It's a fixed payment. So, and of course, you know, it's higher interest the longer you have the money. The shorter you have the money, it's smaller interest.
Right.
All right. So kind of how we work pretty quickly. So, I mean, if there was a need for you to bring it on kind of quickly, we can do that as well. It takes me about 24 to 48 hours to get you approved. And then once I have approval for you, we kind of discuss the terms and what you would like to do and how much it would cost you. And then we kind of go from there. And then we can get you funded in about 48 hours once you decide whether or not you want the money.
Okay.
Now, we are a business, a relationship bank. So we do want to build a relationship with you. So keep that in mind, that hopefully if you do take out a loan with us, the next loan you take, we get you a better rate the second time around with better terms. So once we see that you can make the payments, you know, there's no issues, then we'll obviously want to give you more money and give you a better term as far as like lengthwise.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, is it sound like something that could kind of work for your business?
I think I'm just going to hold off right now. It just seems to be a little much, but I appreciate your time, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there do you mind if I just shoot you an email just to kind of have my contact info, and then if something
That'd
comes up,
yep.
Yeah, you could just reach out.
Yep.
What's a good email?
It's Werner Automotive, WERNER,
mm-hmm.
Automotive, at
okay.
Venture, VENTURE, com, COMM, that's with two M's, .net.
Com.net. Okay, so I got Werner Automotive at Venture, VENTURCOMM .net.
Venture, TURE.
TURE com dot net. So
yep.
VENTURE com dot net. Yeah, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. The com messed me up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll stay in touch with you. I'll shoot you my contact info. If anything comes up, I know, you know, it's like I said, it's typically a little bit more expensive, but at the end of the day, when you try to get a loan with us, we don't ask for like your DNA and your blood samples like your bank would. You
right.
know, like, it takes a while to get an approval, you know, through them. With us, we can make something happen in like 4 or 5 days for you.
Right. Okay. Sounds good. I'll keep you in mind.
Absolutely. And if you need anything, if you just even have questions, please feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
No problem, Mark. You take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.